Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouth foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Yo, 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 yo!
Hello, I feel a bit giddy.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, no, just from
Did
us just laughing then.
Oh.
It's us pre-record lols have got me on lols. One.
Always.
Always. In fact, it's been an hour and a half of pre-record. No, it's been an hour. It's been an hour.
Can we just have, we can't go anywhere, Vic, until we can address something that you told me in the week. And I have been so looking forward to the discussion of the invader of your garden.
Oh my god. The fucking, honestly. So let's just give some context here. So my back garden, not a euphemism, even though it is no holes
barred. Well,
barred,
it could be.
Actual
yeah.
back garden. On the left hand side of the fences,
we have the foxes.
It's not the fucking cunting foxes who, yeah, I can say a few words about them because I've been doing my head in. They keep shitting on my doorstep.
Oh, sorry, I brought them up. I shouldn't have talked about it.
This is another animal now harassing me. Uh-huh. I feel like the wildlife sort of whole population needs to just do one. So yeah, we've got lower fences. They're like half fences over there, which I hate. I hate low fences.
Who does that? Why?
Is there I don't such want a shit to see idea? My neighbours.
Neither do I.
I live in London. We don't talk to each other, all right?
Hey, I don't live in London and I don't want to fucking talk to them either.
No. You know, like, I've been out before in my bikini and then just been, scratching my fanny. And then all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh. And you just look to the left and someone's there like barbecuing a sausage, just looking at you, scratching your minge. Like, oh, God. Hello! So we got these low fences. And I was out in the garden just getting something out of the shed. And then I hear this like dog barking and I don't pay any attention because, it's just whatever. There's loads of back gardens and I'm not expecting what happens next. So the garden in between my next door neighbor garden and the house next to it, they don't have any fucking fence. There's like a 3-high brick wall and there is now an Alsatian that lives in that house. So that Alsatian... predatory dog, right? They like to attack.
Yeah. Although let's not stereotype. It's not
all Alsatians, but the majority of them are pretty hot-headed.
They are.
When there is an intruder or what they perceive to be an intruder on their fucking property. Oh my God. He saw me and absolutely fucking legged it. And I was right by the shed, which is right where the lower half of the flipping things are. So I just freeze, because obviously that's what I do.
That's what you do, yeah.
In a state of panic.
Yeah.
Freeze. And this Alsatian is like, I can just see it in slow motion, just bounding towards me. And it's getting closer and closer. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And I actually screamed. I was like, And then he gets to my fence. And thank fucking God, he could have cleared it. I really feel like he could have cleared it. But he just jumped up at it and had his paws on the fence and was just barking like a fucking cunt at me. And I just ran for my life. I threw whatever I was holding in my hands and just ran and got in the house. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. It was horrible. Fucking horrible. This is in my own home. I'm being terrorized in my own home by a fucking,
Alsatian.
The shit. And I swear to God, those people that live there don't clean up the turds. Because since that Alsatian has been around, there are just these massive, gigantic poos in the middle of the pavement.
I thought you were going to say like in your garden. I was like,
no, not in my garden. Yeah, no. So that was it. I was like, right, fuck this shit. I'm buying the fences. I've been meaning to do it for ages. We've bought the fences, but we were changing them yesterday, putting them in because they're just like ones that you slot in. And I heard the dog. So I came to warn Rob, who was in the garden, and I was like, knocking on the window, and I was like, where is he? And I couldn't see him anyway, but he was hiding in the shed.
Was he?
Because he shit himself.
Oh my God, you're both hilarious. I know.
He was like, and then he just came out the shed and he was like, is he gone? Because we literally had the whole fence panel out, so he could have just come into our garden.
Do you think he would attack?
I don't know. You just don't know, do you? That's the thing. Like, who fucking knows? Maybe he wouldn't have. Maybe he's just barking, but it's so intimidating. They're big dogs.
I feel like Crocodile Dundee in that moment. I'd tame him.
As if, mate. He'd fucking bite your minge off. Don't know about tame him.
Yeah, that really makes me laugh.
How would you tame him?
I don't know.
Give him, like,
a Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, the eye thing.
Yeah, but mate, first of all, it's not a crocodile. It's a dog.
No, but that's what he does it with. He does it with a Doberman. You don't remember Crocodile
Dundee.
I can't remember.
Dundee. I do remember the film. I just don't remember every small detail.
Do you know?
Of the film.
I do. What was a firm favourite?
It was my fave. So that was fun. But he can't get us anymore. We're now
safe.
But isn't that bad, though? Like, we've got small kids.
Who has a three-brick wall and goes, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy an Alsatian.
I know. It's a very...
That's unrealistic. Yeah.
The whole sort of back door but garden neighbour situation is a bit odd where I live.
And you said you wouldn't be surprised if they were the potato lobbers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just pray to God that she doesn't listen to this podcast as I'm getting spudded. Hardcore.
You know what, though? Speaking of that, there obviously on our Instagram, we shared the... teaser for last week's episode about obviously having an apple pie thrown.
Yeah.
And someone actually wrote a comment saying, once, I know I should not laugh at this, I'm a fucking parent, I laughed so hard. Once, went out shopping, walking along, my four-year-old daughter got a full baguette thrown at her head.
Aww.
like javelin style. My husband was fuming and chased the people down that did it. They said that they didn't want the shit food that was brought for them, so they threw it.
Oh my God.
She is 12 now and always laughs about it and says, remember when I got baguetted? But at the time, it wasn't funny.
Of course not. Oh, poor little four-year-old.
I was a sick bitch because I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's very funny. It is definitely funny.
To be fair, if someone did that to my kids, I would pummel them.
You'd chase them down.
Fucking chase them down.
You would. Throwing food. It's like, it's a thing.
We didn't know this, did we? No, we didn't know.
Well, apart from that, life's all right. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose so. Who even fucking knows? I just feel like I'm living in this weird state of non-reality. Clocks went back, obviously, absolute kick in the cunt for me with my bloody kids, as always. They woke up at 5, but that actually meant that they woke up at 4, because I do that annoying thing for a couple of days. I'm like, is it now time or is it the old time? Because it's just so confusing. It's so confusing.
I don't know why we have to keep fucking doing it. It's all to do with shepherds.
Apparently, though, if we didn't, Scotland would be in the dark till 9 a.m.
What?
Forever, because of the way the they are in relation to the sun.
Really?
That's what it's... Yeah, apparently that's what it actually comes down to.
Fuck off, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I was like, well, can't they just be like... I mean, they want to be independent from us anyway, so...
That would be really independent, wouldn't it? I don't even fucking understand how that can happen. They're not that far away.
I know, I don't get it. But a lot of people, because I did a post about it yesterday on Instagram, and quite a few people messaged me with an article about that.
That's blown my fucking mind.
I know. How is it even possible? Or, you know what you could do? Just don't live in Scotland. That's the other option.
I've never been.
Because I actually, that is my heritage, FYI.
You're Birmingham, aren't you?
No, but my actual heritage is Scottish.
Oh.
Scottish and Irish, half and half.
Well, do you want to know what my heritage
Why
is?
Why do you think I'm a massive ginger, mate? Who has the most see-through skin in the world?
Well, mate, I'm not ginger and I have see-through skin. So
maybe that's
why very unfair.
I can't ever go in the sun because I'm technically designed to be in the dark till 9 a.m.
Till 9 a.m.
That's what
it is. I have this like really beautiful story of the fact that this weird thing happened. I had my first ever show on Wednesday just gone
Yes.
in London. And before the show started, my management came down to me and said, you've even got 5 or 4 women from Lebanon here. Now, yeah. The weird, crazy reality of that is my nan was from Lebanon, and it was like, fucking hell, of all the places in the world to have someone supporting me, how incredible. It then got to the got to the first half, and my manager came downstairs and went, I don't think the Lebanese women knew who you were, because as soon as the dick pics came out, they kind of shuffled out very awkwardly. One of them looked terrified. So I think...
And that was in the like the first 15 minutes of the show.
Was the first 10 minutes, I think. They were horrified.
I was laughing my head off, because it's like, imagine if you'd come to London for a nice little holiday.
5 days. 5 days in London.
Like, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. I've never been here before.
A British comedian. This?
She sounds great. Laura Belbin, that doesn't sound offensive. Fantastic. No. First thing that they see.
Me and a minge.
A woman dressed in pink lycra with a vagina on her head. Like, it's brilliant.
That went
Who then proceeds to show them pictures of quite aggressive dick pics.
They were very aggressive dick pics, yeah. So that was quite a moment. That was my heritage wrapped up.
I was there. It was so much fun. You did brilliantly. And this is it now. You're on fucking tour, mate. Professional comedian.
Cannot wait.
When does it officially start then?
5th of June.
It's in June, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so fucking excited to get on the go now. Can't wait.
It's really not that far away.
Ready for
away
it, man.
Either.
No, it's not. So, yeah, this is it. This is the diving off point in my...
And how does it feel?
To what?
I'd say it's been a mixed bag.
Oh, talking to you. How does it feel? It feels very exciting, nerve-wracking, obviously. You know, there's that serious imposter syndrome that kicks in every so often. But yeah. I just think that's part of it, isn't it? You've got to go through the motions. Like, nothing, you don't ever walk into something that you really want to do that's new and completely different without the anxiety and the terror and like feeling like, we were only talking about it before we started recording. I'm walking into a comedy circuit via a very different route to other comedians. Yeah. And I feel that. I don't want to feel like I'm stepping on anybody's toes.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's that, isn't it? Yeah.
It's that feeling of going, where do I fit in amongst this? And I guess that's because I lack the arrogance to go, yeah, I belong.
And also, though, it's like, I think comedy's been quite a rigid route. Do you know what I mean?
There's
a very, very one.
You've got
to
get your hours
in,
and then you've got to work through the circuit. You've got to do all
do
of
the shit
fucking
gigs.
Horrible bits. And I have the option to do that, but I just think, do I really want to?
But why would you, though? Because
that?
The point is that people, you need an audience to do a stand up show, and you have an audience. So it doesn't, and you've spent as many hours putting into it, but just in a different way.
I think any comedians listening to this would probably go, no, she fucking hasn't.
Yeah, but they can fuck off, because they're just jealous.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Come on.
So
come on.
We'll just have to wait and see. I'll either be cancelled by the end of the year or everything will be going great.
I mean, look, I think this podcast only did that today, but we're going to cut that bit out. So it's fine.
And why? Thanks to me.
Yeah, I was like, actually, Laura, let's not talk about this.
We're gonna knock this on the head, babe. You're always so polite about it, though.
Oh, funny.
That's one thing I've learned this week. I need to be more...
I think I need to be medicated. If I'm totally honest.
I think so. A lot. I go between being unsure, I'm not sure, about being medicated for ADHD.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. But I love who I am. I wouldn't be where I am without the way that my brain works. I've got where I have now because of the way that my brain works. Like, I 100%
know that. I know from someone else that's got ADHD that does take medication, and a woman, and she said that to her it hasn't changed her personality at all. All it's done is just quietened the noise in her head.
A lot of noise.
Which actually means that it's been a lot easier for her to do the things that she really wants to do, because she can really apply herself in a way that she just wasn't able to before, because there was just too much else going on.
Too many
on
voices.
Was, like, distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I suppose it's one of those things where surely you can just try it.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
It's a bit straight-laced for the podcast, isn't it? So let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on to something else that could probably be inappropriate that I definitely think
could get cancelled. Well, yeah, we're going to go there in a minute because so I went to the farm at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Just took the kids to the little city farm. I mean, look, London city farms are shit.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's like, oh, hi, here's one pig who looks really sad and there's about three chickens and then there's a few goats and that's it. And you're done in like, you could be done in 7.5 minutes.
Why?
Around the city farms because they're so small. But we go to this really lovely one called Stepney City Farm. I recommend it, but not because of the animals, because of the fucking cafe. It is absolutely...
Oh my God, I saw your fucking whatever. What is it called? Sourdough.
Oh my God, FYI, are we going to the sex club?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to a sex club. Yeah. Do we want this public? We want this public. Yeah.
Why it's wouldn't we?
All right, research.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. So this week I think the problem is with me, in my mind, everybody understands where I'm at.
Yeah.
And turns out not everybody does. And so I shared about the fact, the screenshot of me saying to Steve, I'm trying to get on a swingers website. Why won't it let me?
Yeah.
And then Steve was like, Steve answered all questions. And then at the very end went, hang on a minute. Why are you going to a sex? And lots of people were like, poor Steve.
Yeah, but you're not going for pum pum.
I know. And I was like,
although who knows what the night will bring. But we're going for research, okay?
But also, this is the thing that makes me laugh, is this idea that, well, what if Steve and I were swingers? What if we had an open... No, you don't fucking know, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then people are like, oh, poor Steve. I said, oh, fucking hell, Steve. People are offended on your behalf. He's like, why? I said, because I asked you about getting onto a swingers website and then they're saying that they feel sorry for you because I'm going to go to one. He was like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. So, night. I love it when people get, yeah. And then in addition to that, there's another reason why Laura nearly got fucking cancelled this week, because I met a woman at my show and she was beautiful. Chatted with her. Gave her a hug. She asked for a picture. I said, you're the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And then the next day I did a little story going, oh my God, I met this really beautiful woman. And then I saw that she had commented on my post and I messaged her and I was like, mate, you are the person that I met last night, aren't you? You're so fucking gorgeous. People were like, you're a predator. You know, you're like, for fuck's sake. She'd already responded to me going, ha ha ha, yeah, it's me. Had a great time. Still laughing about last night. And then I had to be like, no, I'm not a predator, guys. There is context to it.
Yeah, we've had a conversation.
I haven't just fucking stalked the internet. Where would you even start to know how to fucking find someone if they didn't comment?
Yeah.
So obviously I didn't. I've learned a lesson, Vic, and that is I must give context to everything because I will offend somebody. Not the person involved. I didn't offend her. I didn't offend Steve, but people were offended on their behalf.
Killed. Honestly, get a life, seriously.
Some people take the fucking piss with
it. But it's the context, isn't it? It was like the context was you'd already met her and spoken to her.
It's my fault. I didn't explain the context.
No, there you go. Right, so back to the farm because we've got a little story off the back of that.
But you said about the sex club. We've got to talk about the sex club.
Because then in my head, I was like, I'll take you when you come to stay at mine when we go to the sex club.
When we go fucking a sex club.
We can then go and have a really nice breakfast afterwards.
That sounds lovely. That sounds delightful. I can't wait.
Oh, it's so nice.
I am so excited about going with you. We can hold hands together.
I mean, look, I don't know how we're going to cope.
Mate.
I think we're going to laugh a lot.
Mate, you and Vic are going to a sex club. He went, okay, sure. Cool. I can't wait to hear about that one.
I wish we could film it.
No.
Because it would be so funny. But yeah.
Not to take the piss out of the people having sex, just our social awkwardness.
No, not at all. Like, it's going to be, yeah, because you know we're chalk and cheese, aren't we? So it's just going to be, I'm going to be like that, like just silent with like a fucking pair of balls slapping in my face.
How's that penetration feeling for you? I can't wait. It's going to be really interesting.
Really interesting.
It won't turn me on. It's not going to be a, oh my God, this has made me so hornily.
Hornily. I'm so hornily. I don't know. And, you know, we're not there for getting involved. We're there to observe. And
I don't, I'm really...
Be well informed.
And having, obviously, you know, we've learned so much about swinging. I have learned it's definitely not for me.
Yeah.
Is it for you?
No.
No, I don't think so. It's not like I have anything against it. I just realise it's not my bag.
No, I think I'm a bit of a stiff neck. I think I'm just too uptight for it. Like, I couldn't let go. Unless I was really intoxicated, but then that goes against the point of it, really, isn't it?
It's a big no-no.
I wouldn't know from experience, but I'm guessing that it's not a good idea.
No.
So, the farm, Jesus Christ, what a roundabout way.
Pigs and we ended up in a sex club.
I'm sure there is a connection there, actually. So I said that I was at this farm, and then someone just sent me this really terrifying message, I'd say. So this brings back some memories, possibly a story for No Holds Barred. I lived on Whitehorse Lane back in the, noughties. Fucking hell, that took me a long time to process how to say that. It's OOS in the noughties. And they had to close the city farm there for a while after the pig was traumatized from being buggered by a member of the public. The friendliest pig was suddenly appearing depressed. So they put up CCTV and caught a local man scaling the fence and having sex with the pig and trying it with the goat. Can you believe it?
Can we just acknowledge the fact that Vic told me about 25 minutes ago, we can't keep that in the podcast, Laura. And then she goes and reads that.
I've brought in bestiality into it. Yeah, but we're not saying it's a good thing, are we?
I'm definitely not approving of it, no.
The goat. Those goats are spicy, mate. There's absolutely no way
those
gnashers need to be anywhere near a penis. I think in some ways, I feel like the goat would be the hero of the situation.
He's not putting the penis in the pig's mouth. He's putting
saying the goats are like, they just want to eat everything.
Yeah.
They ate one of Edith's gloves once when we were there.
Fuckers.
Swallowed it whole.
Yeah, I think that the goat... probably was
the one, but I wanted to strike the goat because the goat would destroy that pervert.
Yeah, as he should.
So maybe that's why all the pigs are really depressed in London.
Because they're secretly being fucked at night time.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? Who would do that?
Who would do that? To scale the fence as well. Like, just buy one. No, actually, don't do that.
No, that's right. Don't put ideas into the head. No,
don't buy one.
Oh my God.
Who does that though? Like, I can't understand. Like, that's just fucking, there's a line.
Yeah.
There is no line in that man's life.
No.
Who would even try it with a goat? A goat has a small bum hole, I think.
How do you know? That's a guess.
Oh yeah.
That's an uneducated guess.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, I don't need that on my fucking
I suppose
as
only
well.
Really tiny poos come out of it.
Exactly. Whereas pigs, they do big shits, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I would like a rabbit. A rabbit has got a small bum because it does tiny poos. A dog has a bigger bum because it does big.
I don't know where this is.
Where are we going with this?
Let's get another story.
I have a poo story, but I've not actually managed to properly read it. Shall I read it and see where we go with it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Morning, ladies. I know how much you love a good shit story, so here's one for you. I hope you can chuckle. This morning, I'm bringing my teenage son to the airport and my stomach did this, you need to have a shit now thing. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Woohoo! And the airport is 30 minutes from our house with no bathrooms. I was running late and worried my child would miss his flight and I couldn't stop. Well, it got to the point where I was sweating and almost crying and swearing like a trucker. 10 minutes from the airport, there's a roadside bathroom stop. I pulled in so excited I could finally have a shit. Nope. The place was surrounded by cops and the bathroom was closed. Fucking hell.
Oh,
plan
shit.
B, just drive like hell to the airport. Nope. It was creeping out of my arsehole. I pulled over, told my kid, put his headphones on.
And look away.
What I was about to do was not pretty. I found an old Starbucks cup. Oh my God. And I jumped into the back seat, four lanes of traffic flying past me, and shit into the cup. It was coming out of me like fucking lava. I'm not feeling
my
good.
God.
And the smell.
In the car.
Yeah. Sweet niblets. It was bad.
Sweet niblets.
I love this woman. My teenage son was
oh my God, teenage son? Oh, that's what I thought. This were talking like about a 4-year-old. I was like, yeah, that's all right. There'll be a bit of trouble, but they'll get over it.
My teenage son was urging to throw up. Came time to wipe, but didn't have any toilet paper. Found an old gym sock on the floor of my car and had no other choice but to wipe my ass with that. I'm sure lots of people have seen me this morning and even more, but I took the shit-filled Starbucks cup and shitty sick and flung it into the ditch. Sorry for anyone who ditches clean, who's ditch cleaning and finds my shit cup. This mama was desperate. Not my finest hour. Pretty sure I've added to my son's therapy bill. Sorry for this lengthy story. Love listening to you both. Have a wonderful day. Oh my Lord, that was absolutely fucking incredible.
I think what I take from that is that it makes me feel quite confident that in that situation I would have both a receptacle and a wiping up rag, because my car is so fucking filthy and disgusting.
Oh, mate, and mine.
And there's so much shit in there that actually I'd be all right in that emergency.
I could shit on a seat and it would be fine, because there's that much shit in my car. It would just be
no one would even notice.
It would be disguised with all the other stuff. Yeah. No one would notice. They said, put the headphones on and look away.
No, look away. Look out the window. Look out the window. Oh, God, teenage boy, though, because you're going to have your bum full out as well, aren't you?
And it's the noise.
Yeah, and the smell.
And the it would be awful. that poor fucking lad, he's definitely going to have a hefty therapy bill, that's for sure.
I mean, the other day we were doing story time and like all fucking four of us in the room, because Edith's got this insane regime that we all have to follow. And if you deviate,
she's
from
the matriarch of the family, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah. She's like, everybody must be in my bedroom telling Mama Stara. But I was doing farts and I did one and Oliver was like, Jesus, Mum. Jesus. Like that. It was just so funny. It's the first time I've ever heard him say anything like that. I was just Robin proper laughing. Jesus.
I've never shit in the car. I've nearly shit in the car. There's been some real fucking close moments.
I haven't pooed in many places that are not a toilet. I can't even think I've done that many poos, like in, you know, like in the forest or something. I don't think I've.
No, I don't think I have. I'm thinking quite hard now.
Yeah.
And there's been some very desperate moments for me where I have nearly shit myself. I mean, I think you aren't an adult if you haven't had that experience.
No, exactly.
You've got to have had at least a couple of almost diarrhea explosion moments in your life.
I went to do a wee and then it turned into liquid shit diarrhea, which I wasn't expecting.
That was surprise.
Definitely in a forest somewhere because I was crouching. So that happened, but I couldn't tell you where or when.
You blacked out, mate.
I've probably blocked out.
Yeah. That must have been a big cup.
I was going to say, Starbucks have got big sizes, don't they?
I guess it's Canada.
They're like bigger, aren't
they? They'll be even bigger, yeah.
Portion sizes.
It's going to need to be.
They do that grand cup that's like a 2 pints or something. It's huge.
It would need to be a 2 pints.
2 pints of shit.
Isn't it? 2 pints of shit. It's not two girls, one cup. It's 2 pints of shit in a teenager.
Yeah.
And a traumatized kid.
I mean, what's the conversation after that with your son?
You don't make eye contact.
I didn't say it. Was it a boy? Did you say it was a boy?
A teenage boy, yeah. Which feels even much worse.
It does feel worse. If it was a girl, I don't know. I wouldn't feel quite so guilty, maybe. But hey, look, they need to know these things about
They need
the
to know it's going to happen. Womanhood. It's not womanhood. That's humankind.
True.
But
there is an illusion that maybe women don't shit as much as men, I think.
Yeah, because we're meant to be feminine and we're not meant to fart.
Listen to this podcast, babe. Fucking hell.
We will strip any illusion around women and what they do and how they behave. We shit all the time. Absolutely. Although Steve is a heavy shitter.
You know what? Talking
about. He shits loads more than I do.
Does he?
And he farts loads more as well.
No, I think I fart more, Rob shits more.
No, Steve is just across the board. It's all.
I do feel like, let's have this conversation. Ooh. I think men, especially parents, men, take shitting as an excuse to basically clock off for 20, 25 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like at the most inconvenient times as well.
Steve, I don't know. No,
for us. Honestly, it drives me insane with Rob shitting, because it's always when we are about to leave.
No, you are right, actually, because it's like...
Always. We're about to go, oh, I need a poo. Well, that's another fucking 25 minutes then, isn't it? And then I can hear him on his phone. He's just watching fucking videos on his phone. He does it then. He does it just before dinner time, always. It seems whenever the kids are hitting their peak Belinda in the day, he's fucked off and he's taking a shit.
Do you have a schedule? Because Steve has a strict shit schedule.
I would say, Rob, it's roughly, but it's these times. Mm. Yeah, and then when I want to sit down and watch something at the end of the day, where is he? He's shitting.
He's shitting. I wonder what it is about a man's bowel that just makes him so reactive. Because Steve will shit 3 times a day.
But it's definitely at the most inconvenient times with the kids and everything. It drives me insane.
Yeah, Steve does his in the morning before he goes to work. And it will not be when I haven't got Toby's toothbrush and I'm like, I need to get to the toothbrush.
Yeah, and he'll be like, why is everyone in here? I'm doing a shit. I'm like, because we're trying to get ready for the day, you moron.
Like an idiot.
We've got to brush our teeth. Like, obviously surrounded by your poo particles.
I can't. I find the smell of someone else's shit so upsetting for me.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I need to remove myself immediately. I feel like I'm being attacked by the fecal.
By the fecal.
Yeah. It's like it's everywhere.
That's the name of this podcast, by the way.
Attack by the fecal. Attack of the fecal.
Let me just write that down so I forget. And it's not too offensive.
No, unlike a lot of the other things we've said.
Otherwise, it's attack of the fecal or pig fucker. So it's one of the two.
We'll go for fecal.
Oh my God.
I don't poo as much as Steve. Let's just put it that way. Let's just end it on that.
No, I don't either. I just fart on him because... I have a gassy bowel.
I've also got a bit of a tidy up, actually. With the raccoon thing.
Oh, yes. Up the bum.
It's not that they can squeeze through a hole that's 7 inches, but it's like solid, not fleshy. Like brick. Otherwise, it's meant like a human orifice. It'll be more likely to give way because it's tissue. I hate that I've had to think through this through because of you fuckers. Keep me anonymous if you use this.
I'm confused. So what?
He has obviously had thought about this a lot. Right. And he's gone, it's not that they can squeeze through a hole that's 7 inches, but it's like solid, non-fleshy, like brick. So they can squeeze through very tight.
Yeah, spaces. That are a set width.
Yeah, that is a set width. Yeah.
They're a set width of 7 inches.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. And obviously for him, he's listened. I've just confirmed it's a him. He has listened to this episode. And then gone,
Wait a minute.
How does that work?
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the research that we can't be asked to do.
We are very grateful for you and everything that you do.
Oh, what an
absolute fucking legend. I love him.
This has been such an absolute random.
Oh my God. And you know
journey.
What? I've got another really funny story about poo. So you remember the story about the woman who flung the shit out the window and then she got stuck in the window.
Yeah.
I didn't realize while she was stuck in the window, she called the fire brigade.
Right.
And the fire brigade came to the door and they were like, is Louise here? And he was like, yeah. The bathroom, and he opened the bathroom, and that's how he found her stuck in between the two bits of glass.
Right.
It wasn't that he walked in, and according to, I think that's the story.
Right. So she actually called in the fire brigade herself. Oh God, that is worse somehow, isn't it?
Is she
trying to get away with it as well?
Hopefully, they'll show up and they go, "We just need to use your bathroom."
Yeah, that's it. That's all we're here
for. This is a closed door event. You can't come in. Louise just wants us to nip in. I'm her dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Left it there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Shut the window, left it there. Although if this is me, I probably wouldn't have done. And then been like, it was so nice to see you. I've got to go.
Yeah, exactly. See you later.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my crime undiscovered behind and I'm never, ever coming back here ever again.
And I'm deleting your number and I'm moving country. Yeah. Yeah. You would.
Oh,
I love her
God.
Dedication for it, though, that she was like, I'm going in.
I know.
I hope everybody knows this story. I'm sure they do. I mean, it went viral.
When we talked about it on here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Poor bitch.
Poor bitch.
Poor bitch. God, it's been poo heavy, isn't it?
It has been well poo heavy.
Oh, it's a bit poo heavy today. It's fine. It's fine by me. I'm sure someone will complain, but well, hey, get used to it.
Also, it's themed.
That's true. It is themed. Yes. Even the title of the podcast is poo related. Yeah. So,
you know what you're getting
in for. What do you expect listening to it? Right. So, I think that brings us to the end of another episode. I'm no hold barred. So, if you want to send us any stories, anything that you want to share with us, your deepest, darkest secrets,
poo related facts.
Do you know what? Even your deepest, darkest fantasies, share those with us because we would love a good old chat about that, wouldn't we?
Hello.
Especially now that we're like going to sex clubs.
I'm so excited for it, but I'm terrified.
We'll have to do like a special post sex club episode.
We will, and it will have to just be about the whole experience.
Yeah.
Definitely. And like I'm not here, like I really want to make it clear because we'll probably offend somebody. Let's just acknowledge that. So let's put context. I'm all about context now, Victoria.
Yeah, that's right.
The context is we are not there to shame, we are not there to make people feel inadequate, we're not there to stand and point and laugh. It is purely from an educational perspective. Stuff that, you know, we are learning and we want to learn, but not from a personal sexual perspective.
No, it's research for, it's for a project that I'm doing.
Yeah, and I'm here for it.
And she's part of it.
I'm part of
it. It's called Project Minge, actually.
Yeah. Project Minge, that's going to be the name of that podcast.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, I can't remember where we were. Email us if you want to share any of that shit with us at noholesbarpodcast@gmail.com, or what else can they do, Laura?
They can head on over to our DMs on Instagram and send us a little message. And obviously everything is always kept completely anonymous.
And don't forget to purchase yourself a sex toy from our website to pleasure yourself with. It's noholesbarpodcast.com. Some great little discounts and things on there. Vibes.
Just lovely vibes. Lovely little sex toys. Love
it. Treat yourself, treat
you know
yourself,
what?
Babe.
Very quickly, I know I do it every time, but you've just reminded me. Someone messaged me saying, holy fucking shit, I'm not sure whether I've just pissed myself or I've squirted for the first time in my life because I've just tried the Lilo.
Yeah. Good one. So we got that. I mean, we are.
Have you ever
bit...
squirted? We're not squirt. I don't know.
No, I've never done it.
I think I have.
No, I don't know if I've had like multiple orgasms in a row.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, you're like, I can't take no more.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I know, but oh my God, that's the best kind of sex though.
Yeah. Well, I'm not squirting even at that. No. Yeah. I think it was 7 times in a row, mate.
Really?
Yeah, it was really intense.
That is intense.
Christ.
I don't know if I've ever hit a sevener.
Yeah.
But you do, like, oh, but the thing is, like, that's the thing. I don't think men can understand how, like, fucking mental it is to have multiple orgasms in one sexual experience. It is, it is so fucking intense.
Yeah. You need a break, don't you? You're like, I need a rest now.
Yeah, because, like your entire everything is, like, fucked.
Yeah.
Fucking literally.
Yeah, literally.
You have been fucked in the minge.
Right. Oh dear. All right, Zags. We will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, baby.